Okay, today might be one of the most fun shows we've ever had because this is like a follow-up Friday feeling show. And if you've been listening for a while, this is going to be different than anyone you've ever heard before, I promise.
People really want to know who I is. You got to smack them every once in a while. You got to get them, bam, no need to repeat. Choke, you know?
Sometimes the news just isn't interesting enough.
That's the problem. That's actually the real problem. And you're like, everybody had nothing to say. Great. Here you go.
Well, it's the thing about everybody having nothing to say is that everyone's got to pretend they have something to say. Which is like, I understand, though. That's the news business. Fortunately, we are not in the news business, Kyle. Fortunately, we are in the community business. Which means
snaps for that.
We can have fun, which means we can give commentary, which means we can gather people around meaningful things, even if we don't report on the news. We're still going to talk a little bit about the news. You know, one real fun thing to talk about. What's up, Russell? Good morning. Glad you're here today with us on this, I don't know what we're going to call it, follow-up Friday feeling show.
Follow-up Friday. Look at that.
let's start out by setting one thing in motion, because I feel like, you know, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings back from It's a Wonderful Life. It is always awesome when people become a first-time dealer. We celebrated that hardcore with Damon Lester a couple of years ago when, you know, he was in and around dealerships, serving dealerships, working, and then all of a sudden he became a dealership. Today we're going to celebrate another one. Now, this one is a little bit different. It's the one and only loved, hated, polarizing, always enjoyable and engaging Brian Benstock is now the dealer principal of his very own store. He's been vice president of Paragon Honda for so long with the Singer family, but now he is the dealer principal of White Plains Honda. And we just want to give you a rousing round of congratulations, man. Holding that, if you're absolutely just listening to the podcast, we have a picture up where he's holding his, you know, New York State motor vehicle dealer big license that goes on the building. And that's a pretty genuine smile I see on his face.
That's a proud feeling. Yeah, you know, I do think it's like one of those, like, oh man, did it, made it. I'm sure that just the ride to get there, the things that had to be done, you know, it's a lot going around it. It's cool. You know, and many of you will recognize, if you're looking at the picture, Andrew Diffenderfer, there's some partnership there with this. And so, you know, it's like a big family that's bringing into a new Honda dealership. And if I had to guess, we're all going to be shocked what happens in the next couple of years. It'll be full go.
Yeah.
Full
go. Yeah. Now it's like, no, all gas, no brakes. I mean, he's kind of lives that way anyway. Hey, if you know of someone who's become a first-time dealer, whether it's a general manager that moved up or someone from outside the industry that came in or whatever, please send it our way. Send it to us on social media. Email to crew@asodu.com. We would love to celebrate it on this show because it's worth being celebrated. We're going to be with a lot of new faces, you and I, next week at the Reuters Automotive Retail event in Vegas. Tell people about it.
I cannot wait, because we obviously with dealers, and we've got our circle and community, but next week, the ability to be in the room with some of like the industry partners that serve the OEM side, OEM representatives, and then some of the top dealerships in the country, dealer groups in the country, the way that they're thinking about data and customer experience. And we've got over 20 podcast episodes ready to go. So if you're not coming, you'll get to hear from all of the people that are actually going to be on ground speaking on panels and in keynote stages. We're going to bring that right to you. We'll be launching those quickly after the event. So stay tuned. We'll let you know when the show Amplify is out, and you can search it on all podcast platforms early next week. Super excited about that.
There's so many new people, and you and I better get like the lemon water and the honey tea and whatever else we need, because literally we're sitting at a booth for 3+ hours doing Gatlin gun style podcast interviews with many people we've never even talked to before. So we got some research to do. We got some fun to have. And if you're going to be in Vegas, please make sure that you come by the booth and say hi. Also have a little stuff going on the More Than Cars premiere. If you don't know what that is, go to morethancars.tv, making a TV show pilot episode for automotive. And it's a lot of fun, and you'll be surprised at how fun it is and good it is. And we want you to be at the live stream on May 24th. So, or if you know, the live stream, you can log in.
Right. Even we got to run because the two-year anniversary episode of All Things Used Cars is coming up in less than 15 minutes. So we got to get to some, follow-up Friday.
Right, follow-up Friday. So yesterday we broke down the NADA data, from their twice annual report. Patrick Monzi, their chief economist, always does a great job. And one point that we brought up, we went back and forth on, we were kind of like making some inferences based on the data. We were right, but this was about how many vehicle sales per person on average across the country. And there was like a number and we were like, is that new and used combined? Like, what's it going on? Well, fortunately, NADA management instructor for the NADA Academy, Michael Lukey, is a friend of ours. And he sent us a text message this morning to just make sure we knew exactly what's up. Basically, the average was that the data point was an average of 102 new vehicles and 137 used vehicles of sales per salesperson. We were like, is that split out? Is that combined? We assumed it was split out, but he commented to clarify on our NADA data report, personnel is split between new and used salespeople, as that is how it is often on the financial statement. So the totals are independent of each other. Used would be 12 cars a month on average. New would be 12 cars a month on average. So if you were to set it up as an Hold on. I'm reading
used
it wrong.
137 divided by 12.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm reading his text.
11.4. And new is 102 divided by 12 will get you 8.5. And if you'll remember, yesterday we said that's an average of 19.9 cars per salesperson across the board. So we had it right. We confirmed it. He did say, though, that the number peaked in 2020 and has been on its way down over the last 2 years. And he also said, in a note to you, that the disparity or the difference between kind of the high and the low is a lot different. Like it used to be a lot more meat in the middle. Yep. And now we're seeing extremely high volume sales and extremely low volume sales. So that messy middle is not as messy anymore. It's a lot cleared up where we've got a lot of like 30, 40 car salespeople and then a lot of like 5 to 12 car salespeople. So
that makes a ton of sense, actually. Think of the world where we've hearing like all this back to basics talk and people saying like, hey, like we need to learn how to sell cars again. It sounds to me like the people who have sold cars pre-pandemic still know how to sell cars and they're getting all the deals when the new COVID babies, as they've been calling them, are migrating toward the like, what do you mean you have to go ask your husband? Like, what do you mean? You're supposed to just buy this car because I have it, right? That doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So thanks for being a part of that conversation, Michael. It's just fun like having the conversation because it matters. And in your store, if you see that middle disappearing, like jumping all things used cars.
There you go.
I don't know if we're talking about sales today,
It's speed of recon today, which has a significant impact on speed to retail, right? And so your people are going to be better if the recon timeline is exactly right. So come on in.
So speaking of timelines.
Stop. Segway. Time.
We're going to follow up on a video from a story that we talked about yesterday. Obviously, Google had their annual I/O conference where, you know, they announced new products and new technologies. And obviously, AI is all the buzz everywhere. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. So the timeline on this video that was posted on LinkedIn by George Jones, I don't think he made it. Maybe he did. I don't think he made it, but he posted it. So that's why we saw it.
Yeah.
This is
from The Verge. Yeah.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai, his keynote at their recent conference, where it kind of aggregates how much he said AI in this like 25-minute segment. So roll the video. It'll be a lot of fun.
AI, generative AI. It uses AI to bring AI.
That was the keynote. That was the full keynote.
That was it.
It was
all you needed to know about the keynote.
Okay, so I know we joke about this and that it's hilarious, but we've seen trends like this, like, geez, remember blockchain and NFT? Now, granted, AI is a lot different, way more impactful. He actually said in the keynote that generative AI is more profound than fire, like the invention of fire. I'm not buying that one.
Hashtag stockholder comments.
We have harnessed the power of fire.
We just did fire, but better. Look.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
No. Well, it's not like what happens if there's no electricity. So you did the fire. The fire is more profound at that point.
AI with that electricity.
Have AI start me a fire, will ya?
Yeah, so, exactly. We did have AI do something though.
We did. We had to harness the power.
Some fun stuff.
We did.
We had to harness the power.
Okay, so we asked ChatGPT, what are the 5 top vehicles in the U.S.? 5 best, actually. We used the word best because we knew it'd be a little ambiguous. What are the 5 best vehicles of all time in the U.S.? And then it went on to give us I'll call it a disclaimer, right? Well, the best could really be, but either way, it said, I'll do the best I can. So we're going to read ChatGPT's AI, generative AI, their best 5 vehicles of all time. Go ahead, Kyle. You want to take a couple of these?
Was this ChatGPT that you did this with, or was this Bard Google? Okay,
I should have done it with Bard.
Should have done it with Bard. Well, we missed an opportunity.
Well, we can compare.
Okay, we'll compare notes later. Maybe we'll drop a social post. Look out for it. So right. ChatGPT started with the Ford Model T. Said it was the granddaddy of all cars. The Model T made cars a thing, which is very descriptive. Over 15 million sold, and it practically invented road trips.
That's great. I mean, this is verbatim, by the way. This is verbatim.
I had some anecdotal notes in there. Number 2, the Chevy Impala. This beauty was America's sweetheart in the 60s. It had its ups and downs, but we still love it. And I fully agree. The photo on the screen is definitely not of the Impala in the 60s, no. Which was a much more loved car than the 2017 that's on the photo.
Todd Caputo loves these cars.
Ups and downs, right?
Todd Caputo loves these cars. He's like, I sold like a million of these things. These are the best cars in the history of the world.
23 of them on the front line in every color and get them all for $12.99.
Todd Caputo was like, I have 123 on the front line.
Oh, another car that has a lot of cars on it, the Ford F series, America's tough guy truck for over 40 years. It's like the Hulk of vehicles, strong, reliable, and green.
I was like,
friendly.
I was like,
I think you're mixing something up there, ChatGPT.
And this is 2021 before the Lightning was even like a thing. That's a green.
Right. You
know, that sounds like a marketer. ChatGPT's got an inner marketer in him.
ChatGPT, or it's been trained by something like Ford went in and like trained ChatGPT to say the Ford F-150 is green.
Eco-friendly. Right? It added an exclamation point at the end of it too.
Now this one I get, like, I think that it got it closest to right. Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
The Camry's like your trusty best friend. It's got your back, always reliable, and loves long drives on the highway. It's like slap that in a profile and run with it. rounding it out, the Honda Accord, affordable, efficient, and just plain sensible. The Accord's been the go-to family car for decades. It's like the comfort food of cars. I want to know someone at Honda, if they were like, we are known by ChatGPT as the just plain sensible car. Like, nobody's putting that on his ad anywhere.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, since we talked about Brian Benstock becoming a Honda dealer, and I was just like, that picture of him with those 3 words next to it, affordable, efficient, sensible. I was like, that's just a meme waiting to happen. It's a meme waiting to happen. But let's tie it back down. Okay, no. We're having a lot of fun today. Let's tie it back down. Kyle, how can dealers use ChatGPT in their everyday life? Like, what's 1 or 2 examples of people, like, where you can use generative AI to actually serve customers better, serve your people better?
So I think there's 2 primary uses for AI in general. That's a thought starter and a thought enhancer, right? And so one of the ways that I think about a thought enhancer is, how do I take a list of features and a vehicle type, put them in to something like ChatGPT, and ask it to write a human word description with like an 8th grade reading level attached to it based on those feature sets. It gives you a really clear description. It's like the V-Auto cheese, but way, way better and future state. So I think that's one of the ways. I think the other way is like, hey, I'm having trouble thinking of ideas of things to do in my marketing campaigns. Here's all of the unique selling props that I have. How could I go to market with a strategy that's going to result in sales or service, and get some thought starters out and kind of expand from there?
There you go. Speaking of thought starters. Stop.
Segway.
Time.
In our final minute of the show, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Elon Musk is set to step down as the Twitter CEO, and said a new chief executive is slated to take the role in 6 weeks. 6 weeks, Musk tweeted, I lost it. I had the tweet in here. Oh, excited to announce, I've a new CEO. Well, that's verbatim. I've hired a new CEO for X or Twitter. She will be starting in less than 6 weeks. Around 6 weeks, my role will transition to being executive chair, CTO, and overseeing product and software and system operations. I don't know what she's going to do then, because it sounds like he's still doing everything. He's like, she's going to talk to the people. She's going to talk to the people.
Can I just plead the fifth on this one?
Yeah, you can.
Can I just plead the fifth? You can. The good news is the Tesla stock was up 3.5% on the news because those stockholders are excited to maybe see him have some renewed focus back on the EV brand. And that's your automotive take on it for today.
There you go. Oh, well, look, we hope we gave you a little shot of energy going into your Friday, going into your weekend. We're going to head to the All Things Used Cars room right now on Clubhouse. Go to Clubhouse, search All Things Used Cars. We'll see you there.